local and national news, sports and pop culture, with traffic and weather on the fives, and your texts. It's Pensacola, right now.
Hour number three on a Tuesday, Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, and dependable. Thanks so much for tuning in, making us part of your evening each and every day. Text line 850-437-1620, and the traffic line is 850-262-6111. A lot to get to here over the next 49 minutes. We'll start with today's top three stories. The State Department says a U.S. citizen was killed in the occupied West Bank over the weekend. The agency declined to provide other details, but said that a Palestinian group reported a 17-year-old Palestinian-American boy was shot and killed by Israeli forces on Saturday. President Biden is urging the House to immediately pass military funding for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific.
This bipartisan bill sends a clear message to Ukrainians and to our partners and to our allies around the world. America can be trusted. America can be relied upon.
And he called on Speaker Mike Johnson not to allow a minority of extreme voices to block the bill from a vote, adding that Ukraine is in critical need of aid to defend itself from Russia. The package passed the Senate in an overnight vote, 70-29. Florida Senators Rubio and Scott voting no. Police in Houston releasing more details on the shooter at Joel Osteen's megachurch. Early reports say shooter Genesee Moreno had a history of mental illness and was involved in a dispute with her Jewish ex-husband. Authorities say that she had an anti-Semitic background and a sticker that read Palestine that was attached to the butt of her rifle. Moreno entered the church Sunday with her 7-year-old son before she was shot and killed by off-duty officers. The boy was shot in the head during the shootout and is listed in critical condition. Our top local story here, Escambia's District 5 commissioner says something will happen in response to resident complaints about the lack of EMS availability. During a town hall meeting yesterday, residents said that far too often, ambulances that service Century, Walnut Hill, and Molino are being pulled away.
I mean, if they're running a call for a resident, you know, in that community, and they're gone, then that's understandable. There's some rationale to that. But, you know, being pulled to town to run calls and then getting one call, so that it's the first call you've had that day and there's no one there to respond, that's the part that's unacceptable.
Well, Stephen Berry and other county leaders say they're in the process of hiring 18 additional EMS employees, including 9 medics and 9 EMTs. Also of note, this tomorrow morning, District 1 Commissioner Jeff Bragosh holding his coffee with the commissioner, and he will have on County Administrator Wes Marino, as he does usually every time, along with Public Safety Director Eric Gilmore. Also, EMS Chief David Torso will be on, so a lot more to come here from that tomorrow morning. Mayor D.C. Reeves holding his weekly news conference today. Gave an update on Miraflores Park. He says that crews will be back out there later this week to complete their investigation into the unmarked burial grounds that have been discovered.
We will get that done Thursday, Friday, and as I would expect, it'll take some time for that to be processed, and we won't have an answer on Friday afternoon.
And back in November, survey teams used ground-penetrating radar to confirm at least 45 burials at the park, but there could be more as they only surveyed the western half of the park. Well, of course, this time yesterday, we had those heavy slowdowns and snags on I-10 eastbound as you were approaching Avalon Boulevard, and today finding out a lot more about the reason why. The suspect involved in a manhunt ended in Santa Rosa County. 28-year-old Michael Nazario is charged with felony battery as well as 2 misdemeanor simple assault and resisting an officer. The Escambia Sheriff's Office says yesterday afternoon they went to Burlington Coat Factory on Davis Highway on a report that a woman may have been kidnapped. When they arrived, Nazario had already left. A manhunt involving deputies from both Escambia and Santa Rosa County along with FHP ensued and ended up near Avalon Boulevard and went for several hours as Nazario was not taken into custody until just shortly before 8 o'clock last night. City of Pensacola's planning board is hearing about plans for a proposed condo development that would be housed near the 3 Mile Bridge. Philip Partington with SMP Architecture says the plan would feature twin tower condo buildings, each housing 48 units.
Our units are range from two bedrooms in like the 1,200 square foot range up to larger three bedrooms that are 2,300 square feet.
The plan is conceptual at this stage, and the planning board gave the green light to continue. The property at 920 East Gregory Street was put on the market for $2.9 million last year and currently shows it as sale pending. So that's a pretty interesting update there. Also, we'll go back to Mayor Reeves as he also weighed in on some criticism coming the way of Baptist Hospital. Mayor Reeves says he's focused on the project that could transform the West Side and the city as a whole. There was an opinion piece last week from FloridaPolitics.com painting the picture of the old campus as a, quote, symbol of corporate neglect and an, quote, albatross around the neck of Pensacola, threatening to drag an already impoverished area further into despair.
What I hope is that a lot of, you know, who's on first is going to be, you know, really a moot point. If we can get this property improved and we can leverage this as our community subsidy to provide affordable housing, I think every city in the state's looking for opportunities to do that at this kind of scale.
Yeah, so Reeves' mission is to come up with the funds to cover the nearly $17 million cost for demolition. It appears likely the state will contribute around $5 million while the city remains in talks with Baptist to contribute around $3 million for the project. Just shy of 6:18, we'll take a break there. State and national headlines when we return on hour number three of Pensacola right now.
Gulf Coast businesses are set to lose over $5 million this month. I'm Nathan with Data Revolution, and this is your cybersecurity tip of the month. It's the beginning of tax season, and scammers know the threat of an IRS audit gets people to pay. Know that the IRS will never initiate contact through email, and any email threatening an audit is just a scam. Businesses along the Gulf Coast trust Data Revolution for their cybersecurity and communications needs. Visit datarevs.com for more information.
Paralyzed veterans Sean Halstead and Noah Currier.
I was Air Force from 93 to 98. I got hurt practicing combat search and rescue, fell off a fast rope, so shattered L1 vertebrae. I don't know where I'd be without paralyzed veterans. I've only seen that now.
Unite through struggle, you know, that's what the Marine Corps and service is all about. You get tight and those bonds just get stronger and stronger the more you struggle together, and the harder the hardship. And I don't know if it gets any harder than being a quadriplegic, so, you know, we instantly bond.
Paralyzed Veterans of America is a nonprofit, and it gets no federal funding.
And we provide every service free of charge to every veteran and caregiver that we support.
Paralyzed Veteran and PVA Executive Director Sherman Gillums Jr.
Every life, every success, every recovery, it's tied to the initial investment you've had in us.
To learn more, visit PVA.org, a public service message from Paralyzed Veterans of America.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and catch the bus. Text and miss your stop.
Wait.
Text and be late to work.
Sorry, I'm late.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call.
If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
How many times has a paid-by-the-hour repairman come to your home to do repair and seems to be working awfully slow? Ah! After all, the longer they work, the more you pay. And when they're finally done, you get the bill. It's dangerous to give a repairman a blank check because your bill could be much larger than expected. That's why Barberry Plumbing uses a flat rate pricing system. You'll know exactly to the penny what you'll pay before the work begins. No questions, no surprises, no high bills. You get Barberry Plumbing's team of radio dispatched uniformed professional service technicians. They can handle any plumbing repair or replacement job you need, including insulation and gas piping to your whole house generator. They are fully insured for both residential and commercial work. Call Barberry Plumbing at 477-8782 or look for Barberry Plumbing in the business white pages. Barberry Plumbing license number is RF11067749.
Hi, this is Terrence A. Gross. Did you know that Florida recently passed a major tort reform package? The legislature reduced Florida's general injury statute of limitations from 4 years to 2 years. They limited attorney's fees and homeowners' lawsuits, which could adversely affect homeowners. For any injury claim, call me, Terrence A. Gross, at 850-434-3333 or visit us on the web at grossandschuster.com.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here. This morning we talked about the Santa Rosa County Commission's continued question of whether they're going to build the biggest flag in the entire state of Florida and some of the funnier elements that came up during that conversation. Talked about the ongoing EMS revolt inside Escambia County where they basically want the chief gone, voted no confidence in him. Tomorrow we're going to speak with President Chad Stimmel from the union at 6:35 and get his perspective on all of this. And we had a fun conversation about the right way to eat pancakes. Today is National Pancake Day, after all. Find all of that at newsradio923.com.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Now that your picture's in the paper being perfectly admired, you can have anyone that you have ever desired. All you gotta tell me now is wow, wow, wow. Welcome to the work in a week. Oh,
I was informed during the commercial break that I just completely ditched traffic and weather last segment. I was sitting there and I was going through the local headlines.
Right.
And because, you know, Channel 3 News was done at 6:11. You know, you do this thing for several months and it's like, okay, you know kind of the ins and outs of like how long each segment.
You get into a rhythm. Yeah.
I could not for the life of me figure out how I was talking so long. Went through all the local headlines and it was still only 6:17. I was like, that makes no sense because we came on the air at 6:11. I had the timing down perfectly. And I was like, what in the world is with our clock or whatever? And then I'm just minding my own business. And the commercial break, Austin's like, hey, there a reason why we didn't do traffic and weather? No, Austin, there isn't, other than I'm just a big dolt. So, Austin, if you would like, you can do two traffic reports here back-to-back to make up for the one that we missed.
Well, I will say, though, it is kind of my fault because, like, I don't want to – my scare is I don't want to be a burden. So I don't want to interject and say, hey, yo, it's time for traffic and weather. I don't want to do that. But I've been told, because I was told, like, Joe's pretty good with time, but, you know, maybe if he does lose track of time, which this was a golden example, apparently.
Okay.
I've been told, like, just, you know, maybe maybe let him know.
Right.
So I guess at 6:25 or whatever, which it is right now, I'm just going to have to yell, traffic and weather.
That's fine.
Right. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Fresh from Florida. Meal planning is work, so let Fresh from Florida help. Learn what's in season and browse hundreds of recipes at freshfromflorida.com. Eat healthier with Fresh from Florida. There's sunshine in every bite. Let's see. Luckily for Joe, there was not much to report on here. We were having some issues here and there on Gulf Breeze Parkway if you were traveling eastbound from the Oriole Beach area closer to Tiger Point, but that has seemingly died down as well. So if you are dealing with some issues, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right. Weather. Here's Alan.
Overnight lows tonight dropping down mainly into the mid to upper 30s, cooler for the inland areas than along the immediate coast. It'll be pretty clear tonight. We'll have some sunshine on Wednesday and highs in the low 60s. We're dry for a few more days, but then we've got a chance for rain as we roll into the weekend. The most likely time for that rain is going to be late Friday night and Saturday morning. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strum with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you, Alan. 6:26 here at News Radio 92.3, taking a look at what's happening around the great Sunshine State today. Since the tragic Surfside condo collapse back in 2021, lawmakers have passed several laws to improve safety, and today the Senate Appropriations Committee is advancing a bill that will help strengthen the power of condo boards and residents.
We did a lot in condos the last few years. So as those decisions are being made, it was really important that we gave these boards and the owners the tools and the safeguards to be able to sort of navigate this new world.
And Senator Jennifer Bradley says Senate Bill 1178 also requires mandatory continuing education for condo board members.
And the fight over sports betting in Florida is heading to the Supreme Court. Two companies have asked the nation's highest court to block a 2021 deal, giving the Seminole Tribe control over sports betting in the state. Lawyers for Bontia Fort Myers Corp. and West Flagler Associates, that was a mouthful there, filed a petition less than a month after the tribe paid around $58 million to the state in the first installment of a revenue-sharing agreement after mobile sports gambling was launched in November.
Governor DeSantis today announcing a crackdown on retail theft.
You only get a felony if you do five different retail thefts within a 45-day period.
So DeSantis wants to expand the time window and cut the number required for felony theft to two or three. The governor also wants to create a crime called aggravated retail theft and make it a second-degree felony to use social media to organize a robbery. Also, he is proposing a crackdown on porch pirates who take delivery packages off of your porch. Quickly here, taking a look at what's happening in our national headlines. Polls are open, or they may even be closed at this point, in New York's 3rd Congressional District as former Congressman George Santos' seat is open, and the race very tight heading into today's Election Day. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says he spoke on the phone with Russian detainee Paul Whelan. Whelan's been in Russia for more than 5 years. Blinken says he'll continue intensive efforts to bring Whelan home every day, and the same goes for other Americans detained abroad. The House expected to vote soon on whether their second attempt to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas will be successful. And Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin is being released from the hospital today. Pentagon Deputy Spokesperson Sabrina Singh says Austin was hospitalized Sunday for a bladder issue. And, of course, the major winter storm impacting over 45 million people from eastern PA to Massachusetts. Depending on where you're at, snow is falling at a rate of around 1 to 2 inches or even higher, 2 to 3 inches per hour. And pretty interesting comments from our Congressman Matt Gaetz as he is reacting and weighing in on the controversy over President Biden's classified documents case, and in the process, doubling down on a prediction he made last January. At the time, he told Newsmax that the deep state would use the case as a basis to replace Biden as the Democratic nominee. He believes that is exactly what is happening now.
The deep state doesn't want to mess with the formalities of primaries or caucuses. They just want to be able to install their preferred choice at the convention.
Gaetz says as to who the candidate would be, Gaetz says it would be hard to jump over Vice President Kamala Harris. He says ultimately the White House knows President Biden won't win in November, no matter who the Republican candidate is. Rapid reaction. You think he's full of it, or is there some validity to that?
There may be some validity to it, as like I think you said this last hour. Oh, you know, well, maybe he's just trying to get Democratic support for it, trying to justify it in their eyes. But outside of that, I don't think this does much.
Yeah. All right. Sports headlines and health, business, and science to follow.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Graham. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas is the first cabinet secretary to be impeached since the 1800s.
On this vote, the yeas are 214 and the nays are 213. The resolution is adopted.
It took the House GOP two attempts to get a majority. Republicans have been critical of Mayorkas over the southern U.S. border. The articles are unlikely to pass the Democrat-controlled Senate. President Biden is calling on the House to pass a $95 billion foreign aid package. It does include some funding for Israel and Taiwan, but most of the aid would go to Ukraine.
For Republicans in Congress who think they can oppose funding for Ukraine and not be held accountable, history is watching.
House Speaker Mike Johnson has criticized the bill over its lack of U.S. border security provisions. America is listening to Fox News.
I'm Jim Chesko with Your Money Now. It's possible that more couples will opt to have a romantic meal at home rather than dine out this Valentine's Day. It is tomorrow, by the way. The reason? It's less costly. It's pretty much always cheaper to make a meal at home. And January Consumer Price Index data showed that the price of food consumed at restaurants was up 5.1% in January on an annual basis, while prices for groceries were up just 1.2% year over year. For the first time in three decades, Alaska Airlines flight attendants have authorized a potential strike. Thousands of cabin crew members from Alaska Air plus American Airlines, United, and Southwest today picketed outside airports in the U.S., the U.K., and Guam in connection with their desire for pay raises. The strike mandate is the first at Alaska Air since 1993. Wall Street had its worst day in nearly a full year thanks to hotter than expected inflation numbers. The major indexes all tumbling at least 1.3%, a drop of 520 points in the case of the Dow. That's Your Money Now.
For a short month, February sure has a lot going on. The big game, Mardi Gras, Valentine's, and President's Day, to name a few. So, what else can we celebrate? How about a very low interest rate and $500 cash when you finance a 2024 Volkswagen at Piedmore Imports? That's right. Piedmore Imports now offers 1.9% financing for 48 months on all 2024 Tiguan and Taos models, plus $500 customer cash. The 2024 Tiguan S from $29,101 and financing for 1.9% at 48 months. The 2024 Taos S from $24,991 and 1.9% financing at 48 months. Plus the 2024 Volkswagen Jetta S, now from $22,481 with available financing of 1.9 at 48 months. These deals won't last long, so hurry to Piedmore Imports. They're not in Car City, but at 106 New Warrington Road, Pensacola.
Special APR rates and bonus cash for qualifying credit from PCI. Must take retail delivery by March 4th, 2024. See dealer for details.
Do you feel disconnected from the educational resources your family needs? Resources like free tutoring, aftercare, and scholarships? Join me, the host of Voices United in Education podcast, Meredith Hackworth Edwards, and Cody Strother from the Escambia County Public Schools on Pensacola's Expert Panel Thursday, February 15th at 9:30 a.m. We'll talk scholarships, aftercare, and tutoring, as well as our first ever Podcastapalooza event on March 2nd.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
This is Zach Gelb of CBS Sports Minute, sponsored by TaxSlayer. Start filing free today at TaxSlayer.com. I didn't have a problem with Kyle Shanahan taking the ball first in overtime. And don't get me wrong, there's a lot to criticize Shanahan about, like not running Christian McCaffrey enough in the second half, or his players not knowing how overtime worked. But taking the ball first to set up the opportunity to win in sudden death in the third possession is a decision that wasn't a bad one, even though it didn't work out. I'm Zach Gelb.
Getting your guaranteed maximum refund with TaxSlayer feels like discovering a refund tree has grown in your backyard.
I'm the refund tree.
Sawing off its branches.
Hey, hey.
Feeding them through a wood chipper.
My branches! My beautiful branches!
And dancing in its refund rain. Start for free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at getethos.com. That's getethos.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Are you ready for a triple dose of wit, insight, and laughter? Tune in to News Radio Pensacola for the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show from 11 to 2. Your daily dose of engaging conversation and hilarious banter. Join Jamie Markley, David Van Camp, and Scott Robbins as they tackle the biggest news stories, pop culture moments, and everything in between. They'll keep you entertained, informed, and laughing out loud from start to finish. Don't miss a minute of the fun. Tune in to the Markley, Van Camp, and Robin Show, 11 till 2 on News Radio Pensacola.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. A little bit past 6:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather. In our last traffic and weather update, there was not a ton to report on. We had a little bit of issues on Gulf Breeze Parkway, but those were clearing out. They have since done so. Caroline Street's looking good. Navarre Parkway is looking good as well. And the bulk of Pensacola is looking okay also. So if you're dealing with some issues, they should not hold you up for too long.
A little chill in the air as we head through tonight. Overnight lows will be down in the mid to upper 30s around the area. Pretty clear in the skies. More sunshine again for Wednesday. High temps will be in the low 60s. We'll be dry for the next few days. However, into the weekend, we've got a chance for rain. Right now, it looks like the most likely chance for that rain will be late Friday night into Saturday morning. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much, Alan. 60 degrees right now, 40 overnight tonight. Actually, my apologies, just refreshed down to 53. 6:38 here, listening to Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin. Austin, what's happening in the world of sports today?
Well, we'll start with what's going on right this very moment. We got some men's college basketball going on with a few doubleheaders that are underway. Starting with FS1, number 4 Marquette at Butler. That tipped about an hour ago. In the second half here, Marquette's up 44-36 on the Bulldogs there. We also got Georgetown at number 17 Creighton. That tips off at 7:30. On ESPN, number 7 North Carolina at Syracuse. Syracuse giving them a run for their money with just under 5 minutes to go in the first half. Syracuse up 32-31. After that, Ole Miss travels to number 22 Kentucky at 8. And then lastly, on ESPN2, number 10 Iowa State at Cincinnati. That game also tipped off at 6. Iowa State in a tough game there, 23-22. Over the Bearcats currently. We also have number 25 Oklahoma and number 12 Baylor at 8. Once again, that's on ESPN2. Also, NBA should have just tipped off, or if it hasn't just now done so, it's about to. Oklahoma City Thunder at Orlando Magic. That's once again at 6:30. That's part of a TNT doubleheader. That's going to be followed by the Sacramento Kings at the Phoenix Suns at 9 o'clock. Interesting headline about that Orlando game tonight. They are going to be retiring Shaquille O'Neal's number 32. He played in Orlando for 4 seasons, one of which saw them make the 1995 finals. And Shaq will be the first ever Magic player to receive the honor in the franchise's 35-year history. So good for him.
Yeah, I was a little too young to appreciate the Shaq Magic years. Yeah. I've seen the This Magic Moment 30 for 30 that was done on Shaq and Penny Hardaway. Pretty entertaining there. But, yeah, I guess I shouldn't be too surprised that Shaq would be the first player to have their number retired in Magic history. The general history of the Magic hasn't been all that good outside of a year of Shaq or, you know, a few years of Shaq and then Dwight Howard for a couple years.
I was about to say, if anyone should have or would have, whatever you want to say, would have beaten Shaq to the punch, it would have been Dwight Howard. Because that's when he had his best years.
Yeah.
You can't say that about Shaq. Shaq had his best years in LA. So, yeah, I don't know. I think it's definitely fair, though. Some NFL headlines here. Super Bowl 58 was quite one to remember, and not just competitively. It was the most watched telecast ever. Sunday's matchup between the Kansas City Chiefs and San Francisco 49ers drew an average of over 123 million viewers across all platforms, with CBS drawing 112 million. That's the largest audience in history for a single network. Also, it set a record for Super Bowl betting in Nevada sports books, with more than $185.6 million being bet on it. That eclipses the previous high by about $6 million.
Yeah, I still haven't seen any numbers from the Seminole tribe about what Florida bettors threw down. But
I'm sure it made for a good portion.
Absolutely.
And that may be why the gap is there now. Maybe that's why. I don't know.
What gap? I'm sorry.
The gap in, like, it's about 6 million more than the previous high. Maybe Florida played a role in that.
Well, no, I don't think so, because Florida's is through the Seminole tribe, like the Hard Rock casinos in Florida. This is Las Vegas. So I don't think, like,
our betting is. Never mind.
Yeah.
Never mind.
health, business, and science notes today. Boeing is seeing its worst month for new airplane orders after the Alaska Airlines door plug blowout incident. The company said it booked orders for only three 737 MAX planes to an unidentified customer, but had three other orders canceled, adding up to a net zero of orders for the period. That's the worst month since the pandemic.
And Tiger Woods is looking to score big with a new apparel deal. After ending his decades-long, highly profitable relationship with Nike last month, the pro golf veteran announced on Monday that he's working with TaylorMade to launch a new brand called Sunday Red. The company's website says that the line is coming May 1st and will also include women and children's styles.
Yeah, I don't know if you have seen the logo.
I did see it because ESPN was covering it. I did see it at a glimpse, but I couldn't make out quite what it was. What was it?
So it's like a tiger.
Okay.
That's like an outstretched tiger, but the tiger is made. It's not like a solid tiger. If you just search Tiger Woods logo.
Right. Oh, I'm seeing it.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know, man. To go from the Nike and the TW on the front of the hat, I don't know if Nike owned that logo or if he is carrying that over and that's going to still be on the hats. I'm not sure. Not a huge fan of the Sunday Red logo with the tiger lines there. But,
I see what they tried to do. I think it's just a little – they tried too hard, I think. I don't know. Maybe that's
just
me.
Yeah, no, I agree. But whatever. It's Tiger Woods, so you know, it's not like he's strapped for cash.
It's all about the clout. The logo don't matter. Come on, you know
yes.
that.
Pop culture notes today. Seattle grunge rockers Pearl Jam will head out on tour following the release of their new album. They announced their 12th studio album, Dark Matter. It'll drop on the 19th of April. Eddie Vedder and crew will start a tour on May 4th in Vancouver.
And two movies are looking to give the box office a jolt on Valentine's Day. The musical biopic Bob Marley One Love is expected to make between $30 and $35 million from Wednesday through President's Day on Monday. And Sony's new Spider-Verse film Madam Web is projected to make between $22 and $25 million over the same six-day span. Now, Joe, I know sometimes when you and I talk about certain figures or whoever... You know, you'll say, oh, this person's a bit before my time or whatever. Bob Marley is obviously well before both of our times. Do you know anything about this guy?
Very little. I mean, I know, like, We're Jamming, right? He did that song. The Three Little Birds, reggae. Like, I know, like, you know.
You're familiar with him, just in a very casual capacity.
And, you know, to me, when I first heard about the movie, it was kind of like the Freddie Mercury, what is it called?
Biopic. Bohemian Rhapsody.
Bohemian Rhapsody. I saw that. I was like, oh, okay, that's kind of interesting. And I don't know, man. I'm just in a lull when it comes to movies because I keep saying to myself when I hear about these movies, oh, yeah, like that's one that'll get me in the theater to watch. And now here we are. And I'm like, eh, you know. So I don't think I'll be seeing it, unfortunately. But.
I think if one were to get me into the theaters, it would be this one. I don't
you
know.
Think so? Okay.
Yeah, I don't know much about Bob Marley either, but I can. I was the same way with Queen. Like, obviously, I'm more familiar with them because they were a bigger deal. But I mean, it's like I'm fascinated by movies like that, seeing like someone's life and knowing that they were such a big deal.
I will go. I will say this though. So there is a professional soccer. So. There is a professional soccer team in Amsterdam called Ajax.
Okay.
Ajax Amsterdam, easily the Netherlands' most famous and successful club soccer team. It was, I want to say, 2 years ago, they had a special uniform commemorating Bob Marley because at the end of their games, they will play the Three Little Birds show, Little Bird Song, and of course, The Netherlands affinity with certain flavored brownies, if you catch my drift.
I get you.
So there was always a connection with Ajax and Bob Marley.
Gotcha.
And he actually at one point went over there and did the song, the performance live. So Ajax,
he was a soccer fan, I believe.
Yeah, so Ajax a couple of years ago, they did a uniform to honor him. And it's like, you know, it's a solid black with like the Jamaican trim. Very cool. So I actually got one of those because they were just so popular. So that's my meager connection to Bob Marley is a pretty cool soccer shirt that is, you know, has like the three little birds on the back of the shirt with, you know, the number and name and things like that. But that's all I got. All I got for you in my affinity for Bob Marley culture.
I don't know. I think it could be interesting to learn about him because he was someone who wasn't.
Yeah.
He's not only. I would say he's the face of the reggae genre.
Sure.
I mean, who else would be?
I don't know.
But you also got to consider. I mean, he died very young because he had like melanoma or something. So yeah, I think it would be interesting to learn about him there. And this is another story that's timeless. A private investigator in Texas says that he's cracked the O.J. Simpson case. 86-year-old William Deere has been obsessed with the 1994 murders of Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman for 30 years. He says that the knife found at Simpson's home was not the murder weapon, and he claims that he obtained a real one, a knife that was part of the auctioned contents of an abandoned storage unit. He goes on to assert that OJ is not the killer, but his son Jason is. Deere believes that modern DNA technology can lead to an arrest. Jason Simpson has never been named as a suspect. You were asking me, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do I buy into what Matt Gaetz was saying about Biden? On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you buy into this?
I don't buy into it because I think it was completely a failure of the prosecution that they weren't able to get a conviction because of the amount of evidence and the overwhelming evidence that they had. And just of how politicized the trial was and everything like that. Have you seen the 30 for 30?
I haven't seen the 30 for 30, but I've seen a lot about the trial and I've heard a lot about it. And it is, I know you have the whole gloves don't fit, must acquit thing. And I know people say in response to that, oh, well, the gloves didn't fit because he had stopped taking like a type of medication. So his hands were swollen.
He also had the latex gloves on underneath the glove. I want to give you some homework. I want you to watch that, if nothing else, so we can just talk about it. But no, I think like you, I think you'll watch that and then just come away just like completely floored that they didn't convict him.
Well, I remember one time because I want to say I may have seen bits and pieces of what you're talking about. It was like he said he was like they were talking about shoes that were like their footprints were found at the scene, and he said, "I've never worn those ugly shoes." Like he says, "Those aren't mine."
And they were, and then they were on like an NBC football broadcast.
Well, and that's the thing; they show him. Here's a photo of you walking in these shoes, and he has a look on his face like, "Oh my god!" Like he got busted. Like he has that look on his face. And then after the trial and everything, he did that thing. Was it with Barbara Walters? And she ends up like doing. He ends up doing like the psycho thing. The I mean, it's like he's making a joke about it. It's like, it's really weird.
Yeah,
weird
is,
stuff.
It is weird. But yeah, watch that, would you? Can I give you until like the end of the week to watch like all seven episodes? No, that's too aggressive.
All seven?
There's six episodes, I think, and they're all like an hour or two long.
Oh my!
But if
gosh.
I give you till like the end of the month to watch that, do you think you can get that done?
I will do that about as likely as I did real homework, and I'll forget about it, I'm sure. But I promise you I'll give it the old college try.
Yeah,
it's just a matter of how good I did in college.
Look, football's over. Football season's over. We got nothing but time. You have nothing but time.
Okay.
All right, 6:50. We'll take a break there. Wacky stories and good news to finish up a Tuesday edition of the program on Pensacola Right Now.
Attention homeowners, are you thinking about selling your house? In this market, you need a professional, someone who understands how to get you the best price. You need a realtor who will help you protect your equity and protect your family's future. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty are the agents I trust. I've seen what she can do, and it's very impressive. She does so much more than just put a sign in the ground. She markets your home so that you can get the most money for it. In fact, if she doesn't sell your home in 30 days, she won't charge you a penny. Ask anyone else if they'll make that promise. Christina can make that offer because she spends tens of thousands of dollars marketing her listings and generating demand. And if you need to sell right away, Christina's got a list of investors who will buy your house for all cash. You've got nothing to lose. It's absolutely free to find out what Christina can do for you. Give her a call today, 850-723-9158. That's 850-723-9158 for Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty.
No word in the English language is less convincing. Then probably.
Are you sure we should get matching tattoos on our first date?
Sure. We'll probably stay together.
Probably?
It's been 23 minutes since I ate. I can probably swim.
You should wait 30 minutes.
Okay, now tell me what to do. Cannonball!
Cramp! Oh, I have a cramp.
I can probably hit the green from here.
Probably.
Can I get a mulligan? Ready to go?
Hey, are you sure you're okay to drive?
Yeah, I'm pretty sober. Yeah, I'm probably okay. Probably okay isn't okay, especially when it comes to drinking and driving. If you're drinking, call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable. And our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
When you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com.
New South proud.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
It's News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, the website, the app, or your smart device. It's news on your terms.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Just short of 6:55 here, we will get another quick check of the roads and weather. Let's see. There is not much to report on. Gulf Breeze Parkway looking good. Navarre Parkway as well. Pensacola is looking good for the most part. And Caroline Street's looking okay also. So if you are dealing with some issues wherever you may be, they should not hold you up for too long.
All right. And taking a look at our weather for the final time this evening.
A little chill in the air as we head through tonight. Overnight lows will be down in the mid to upper 30s around the area. Pretty clear in the skies. More sunshine again for Wednesday. High temps will be in the low 60s. We'll be dry for the next few days. However, into the weekend, we've got a chance for rain. Right now, it looks like the most likely chance for that rain will be late Friday night into Saturday morning. I'm Chief Meteorologist Alan Strom with your WEAR News weather forecast.
All right. Thank you very much. 6:54 here as we put the finishing touches on Tuesday. Quick recap of our top three stories if you have missed them. The State Department says a U.S. citizen was killed in the occupied West Bank over the weekend. A Palestinian group reported a 17-year-old Palestinian-American boy was shot and killed by Israeli forces. President Biden is calling on House Speaker Mike Johnson to call for a vote and to immediately pass military funding for Ukraine, Israel, and the Indo-Pacific. Overnight, the Senate voted 70-29 to pass that bill on. Florida Senators Rubio and Scott both voted against. And police in Houston releasing more details on the shooter at Joel Osteen's megachurch, identifying her as Genesee Moreno, who had a history of mental illness and was involved in a dispute with her Jewish ex-husband. They also say that she had an anti-Semitic background. Taking a look at some of the more wackier stuff in the news, Austin, pretty interesting one in, let's see, where is it? I don't know. I think it was Connecticut. But
you're talking about Woodbury United?
Yeah, Woodbury United Methodist Church. They're probably in the market for a new pastor.
Okay, why is that?
You tell me.
Oh, okay. You were setting me up. I'm sorry. I was looking up.
I got to put in, I got to do some stuff production-wise.
All right. A 63-year-old pastor, yes, got arrested from Woodbury United Methodist Church for putting the meth in Methodist. That's right, unfortunately. Reverend Herbert Miller was arrested after police found meth in the car that he was driving, and he was quite a fan of the product. They found meth in both rock and liquefied forms, and that's not all. There was a needle prepared for injection, of course, upon this upsetting news. Woodbury United, they did remove him from their website, which I must say, I don't work at a church, but I have to feel that that's a pretty good move for the PR department there.
Well,
you say?
Listen, I would not call myself a Bible scholar as it relates to, you know, like the studying the original Hebrew and Greek manuscripts and that sort of thing. But I'm aware of the Ten Commandments, and nowhere in the Ten Commandments does it say thou shalt not do meth.
This guy looks like a meth pastor, though.
Does he? Okay.
Kind of. He's kind of got a rough look to him. But, yeah, let me see where this Woodbury place is.
Is it Connecticut? It is.
It's in Woodbury, Connecticut.
Nice.
Very nice, yes. And who's the bigger baby about being sick? Maybe you can answer this question, Joe, because not only are you married, but you were sick recently. Who's a bigger baby, men or women, in your opinion? Give me your opinion, then I'll give you the answer. Via poll.
Well, my opinion is that women are the bigger baby.
Alrighty. Controversial, I'm sure. A new poll shows that men are more likely to want to be taken care of, and 58% say that they wish their mother was still there to look after them. 53% of women would rather be left alone compared to 47% of men. And guys are also more prone to let people know that they're sick. 80% of women say that they think they handle being sick better than most guys do. So it seems like a pretty polarizing debate here.
Say that last part, 80% of women what now?
They say that they think they handle being sick better than most guys.
80% of women have never had a man cold.
And define what a man cold is.
It is a cold that afflicts the populace of male species. It is the, and this is not my opinion, this is science. It is the most excruciating, awful, painful experience that the human body can endure.
I don't even want to know where you got that science from. I've had a man cold. It's not fun. I don't know if I'd say it's the worst, but who knows? Maybe I'm just not scientific enough. Some quick good news here before we send you on your way. A 23-year-old guy in Nebraska just found his childhood dog 4 years after she went missing. Her name is Patches. A friend was taking care of her when she ran off. The guy's family got her when he was 13, so of course he was devastated. But someone just found her in New Mexico, 600 miles from where she disappeared. So she had quite a journey.
Yeah, she did. And you know, my assumption is the dog probably got the microchip when the family got her.
Right.
And so she went missing, never found, and then somebody just took her in, kept her. and then the dog got loose from that person and then got dropped off at a kennel. The kennel does the microchip and they say, oh, you belong to family 600 miles away.
But you can't you use the chip to go to like locate him yourself?
That I don't know. I thought it was just vets that had the scanners.
Oh, I have no clue.
But all right, we'll do it tomorrow, same time, same place, Pensacola right now.